Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I'm here to weigh in on a recent YouTube video I saw. And the video was evidently a teen brawl. I shouldn't call it a brawl. It's a teenage girl cat fight, more like it. But anyway, I am a proponent of exercise. And a big supporter of kids knowing how to fight. So I thought it was supervised, even though by a numbskull mother. The mother's in the background using the F word the whole time. Well, I will say this, that fighting is good. It's what America was built on. And they're trying to make everyone to the point where fighting is bad. We got to sit and talk it out. Hey, sometimes you got to get the gloves on, man. And I'm a big believer that you should get the gloves on. In future, if I were the principal of a school, I'd have sets of boxing gloves, different sizes. And if kids were fighting in school, trying to cause trouble, whatever the case may be, I'd get the gloves on these kids and we'd see a fight and it'd all be over. And we'd have matches in front of the whole school. And we'd televise them or whatever you want. But it would go, and it would be refereed, and it would be safe. No one would be hurt. It would be gloves. You go out there, and you duke it out. Now, you duke it out for a while, and the girls would have the heavier boxing gloves. I think it would be 22-ounce. I would have the biggest that you could get, because when you're just punching, and I'll tell you this, most of this stuff that these kids are fighting over is nonsense. But the thing is about it, when you can't settle things by arguing, sometimes you need to settle them by punching. And you get out there, and you duke it out a little bit. And guess what? Those kids settle it. At the end of it, everyone is okay on it. Everybody's a little tired. And those kids will end up being friends. They will sometimes end up being best friends for the rest of their lives. Because you know what? It's okay to fight a little bit. But when these kids then start resorting to bodily harm on someone, where they want to take a knife or a gun. And this is how this happens is someone becomes so frustrated that they can't do something, and then it gets to the point where they have to fight. It just doesn't make any sense. And then they'll bring a gun, they'll bring a knife, and someone can get killed. But when it's normal argumentation, you get the gloves out and the kids fight. And there's nothing wrong with that in the world. I think it's good. If they agree, I wouldn't force them to do it. But I'd say, hey, if you want to fight, let's do it the right way. We're going to get the gloves on. You get everybody, they get in the corner, they get in the boxing ring, and the whole school watches. I think it'd be terrific. And when things get out of hand, you stop it. Now, you can do kind of an MMA thing, but I think just regular boxing's good. But if it turns into a little bit of a wrestling match, I don't think I'd stop it. As long as there wasn't anybody getting choked or poked or anything like that. But when you're wearing the heavy gloves, you can only do so much. So I'm a believer in it, and I think it's good for kids. So I'm weighing in on it. And if you don't like what I'm saying, well, don't listen anymore. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor, and I'm into fight promoting.